and the lensman found himself gliding away with a stunning blonde, ravishingly and revealingly dressed in a dazzlingly blue wisp of monarchan glamourette, fashion's dernier cri. To the uninformed, Kinnison's garb of plain grey leather might have seemed incongruous indeed in that brilliantly and fastidiously dressed assemblage. But to those people, as to us of today, the drab, starkly utilitarian uniform of the unattached lensman transcended far any other, however resplendent, worn by man, and literally hundreds of eyes followed the strikingly handsome couple as they slid rhythmically out upon the polished floor. But a measure of the tall beauty's customary poise had deserted her. She was slimly taut in the circle of the lensman's arm, her eyes were downcast, and suddenly she missed a step. "Excuse me for stepping on your feet," he apologized. "A fellow gets out of practice flitting around in a speedster so much." "Thanks for taking the blame, but it's my fault entirely. I know it as well as you do," she replied, flushing uncomfortably. "I do know how to dance, too, but, well, you're a great lensman, you know." "Huh?" he ejaculated in honest surprise, and she looked up to him for the first time. "What has that fact got to do with the price of Venerian orchids in Chicago, or with my clumsy walking all over your slippers?" "Everything in the world," she assured him. Nevertheless, her stiff young body relaxed, and she fell into the graceful, accurate dancing which she really knew so well how to do. "You see, I don't suppose that any of us have ever really seen a grey lensman before, except in pictures, and actually to be dancing with one is, well, it's really kind of a shock. I have to get used to it gradually, or I don't even know how to talk to you. One couldn't possibly call you plain mister as one would any ordinary... It'll be QX if you just call me Say," he informed her. "Maybe you'd rather not dance with a dub. What say we get us a sandwich and a bottle of Phelan or something?" "No, never," she exclaimed. "I didn't mean it that way at all. I'm going to have this full dance with you and enjoy every second of it. And later I'm going to pack this dance card, which I hope you will sign for me, away in lavender, so it will go down in history that in my youth I really did dance with Grey Lensman Kinnison. Perhaps I've recovered enough now to talk and dance at the same time. Do you mind if I ask you some silly questions about space?"
"Go ahead. They won't be silly if I'm any judge. Elementary, perhaps, but not silly."
"I hope so, but I think you're being charitable again. Like most of the girls here, I suppose, I've never been out in deep space at all. Besides a few hops to the moon, I've taken only 2 flits, and they were both only interplanetary, one to Mars and one to Venus.